Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We saw number one, we're sure it's God's will for all to be healed because God's word is medicine. Number two, we're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because a strong spirit will sustain you. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today, number three, because of the original creation. On which day did God create sickness and disease? He didn't. Number four, we're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of God's will in heaven. No sickness there, no sorrow, no crying, no dying, no pain. And in the world to come, and he said that we ought to pray that his will would be done on the earth just like it is in heaven. Number five, we're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today because of the origin of sickness. We saw where it came from. And it's the result of sin coming into the earth through Adam. And you can't say, to say that the fruit of sin is the will of God, you're going back to saying the root of it is the will of God. There's no way sin is the will of God. And nothing that came as the result of it could be the will of God. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed, number six, because sickness is a work of the devil. That's not our personal opinion. We saw four witnesses in the Bible that said so. Job 2:7 said the devil made Job sick. Psalm 41:8 called sickness a thing of the devil and called it evil. Luke 13:16 called sickness satanic bondage. Acts 10:38 called sickness satanic oppression. Sickness is of the devil, the Bible says. Right? You believe that? The devil did it, a thing of the devil, satanic bondage, satanic oppression. It's settled for me. Right? Sickness is not of God. It's not his will. It's not his plan. It's of the devil. I don't think he wants me having anything that's of the devil or from the devil. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of number seven, the covenant of healing. He said, I am the Lord who heals you. Nobody has a right to take the great I am and make him a I was. He still is and will always be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. We said we're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because of the eternal names of God that we just got through describing. I mean, there was a covenant established and one of his redemptive names. I mean, if he's still Jehovah who's present, Jehovah our peace, Jehovah our shepherd, Jehovah our righteousness, if he's still all these things, why would we take one of them, the Lord our healer, and say that's passed away? Doesn't make sense. He still is. Say it out loud. He still is. The great I am. The Lord who heals you. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. It is written. Glory to God. And on tonight, number nine. Ready to shout? We're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today because sickness is a curse. Sickness is part of the curse of the law. And there's some really good news over in Galatians 3. About, I'd like you to turn there right now. There's some really wonderful shouting, yelling, dancing news about this in Galatians 3. Do you suppose there's some things about this that you haven't heard or seen before? Yes. Then you want to listen that way. Get excited again. In Galatians, the third chapter, The Bible said in verse 13, I'm going to read this from Young's translation. I'm going to read you some other ones as well. Galatians 3:13, Christ did redeem us from the curse of the law, having become for us a curse. For it has been written, cursed is everyone who's hanging on a tree, that to the nations the blessing of Abraham may come in Christ Jesus, that the promise of the Spirit we may receive through the faith. The King James says Christ has redeemed us. This says He did it. Christ did redeem us. This is not something that's ongoing. This is not something that He's going to do in the future. This has been done. I mean, most Christians of any persuasion, you say, do you believe Christ has redeemed us? They'll go, oh yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah. You say, from what? Well, from hell. Well, that's not what this verse said.
No.
This verse is very specific. About what Christ has redeemed us from. What has the Anointed One redeemed us from? The curse of the law. Now, you don't even know what you've been redeemed from if you don't know what the curse of the law is. And it's very clearly laid out in the Old Testament, in the law. You see it in Leviticus 26. You see it in Deuteronomy 28. We're going to be going there before it's over with. But the good news is, if it's bad and it's in there, we've been redeemed from it. If it's in the curse of the law, we've been redeemed from it. Is it true? Has He done it? Listen to another translation. The Amplified says, Christ purchased our freedom. That's what redeemed means. It means you've been bought back from something. Purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse of the law and its condemnation. Now that's, I like that because it agrees with many other scriptures on this subject. Condemnation and death go together. Sickness is a manifestation of death. So is poverty. Sickness and poverty are incipient death. Let me give you a further illustration. Somebody said, well, sickness is not death. Yes, it is. You get enough of it in your body's dead. Is the sickness making your body more alive? No. Somebody said, well, not poverty's not death. What if you're poor enough? You don't even have anything to eat. Can you die from that? There's no telling how many people have died from poverty. How many people have gotten shot in the street trying to scrummage up something because they were too poor? How many have gotten into things they shouldn't have gotten into, got hurt, got killed, got cut off short, where if they'd have had plenty of resources, they wouldn't even have been there. Wouldn't even have been involved in that. I hate sickness. And I hate poverty. Someone said, you hate? That's what I said. You know why? God hates it. He hates, and I use the term advisedly. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. He hates what it does to His creation. Now, you love sick people, but you hate sickness. You love poor people. That don't mean you accept the poverty. You hate the poverty. You despise it because it's death. It's trying to kill something in their life. It's all a manifestation of death that we've already talked about that came in through the door of sin. But Jesus came. Anybody remember John 10:10? That is our anchor scripture for More Life Ministries, if you didn't know. John 10:10. Jesus said, I am come that you might have more, not death, life. If it's not life, it's not Him. The thief comes not except to do what? to steal, to kill, to destroy. Why don't we know that? Why are millions of Christians accusing God of doing the stealing? God stole my baby. God destroyed our house with a storm. People are saying it all over the place, aren't they? Death, that, I mean, preachers will stand up over pulpits and say, God took this one in death. When the Bible very plainly tells you, death is the enemy of God. 1 Corinthians 15. No, God is the God of life. What is His will? Life. When He manifests, what manifests? Life. If death is working in your relationship, in your finances through poverty, in your body through sickness, none of it is the will of God. When God's will is done, life is manifested. Somebody say life. Why did Jesus come? So you could have life, and not just a little. So you could have it more abundantly. What if something's stealing from you? Who is it? John 10:10, Jesus said the devil. What if it's killing something in your life? Trying to destroy something in your life? Don't get confused. Jesus said it's the devil doing it. That's what we believe. Just what He said. Now this goes on to say, He's redeemed us from the curse of the law and its condemnation by Himself becoming a curse for us. The New Living Translation says, Christ has rescued us. Mm-mm. He says, I need to be rescued. No, you've been rescued. Lord, I need You to rescue me. He already has. He already has. The 20th century New Testament says He has ransomed us. This says He's rescued us. The other one said He redeemed us. The Amplified says He purchased our freedom. Yes. Yes. Anybody know what He bought it with? How'd He buy it? You know, 1 Peter 1 says that we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but we have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. We've been bought with that blood. Was our body bought as well as our spirit? 1 Corinthians says so. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Both of them have been bought. Paid for. Redeemed. Say it out loud, I'm redeemed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002E. That's R2002E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.